Hi, Chris again. Here's a special treat from the Odyssey scrapbook. In 2002, we performed a live show in Colorado Springs for the 25th anniversary of Focus on the Family. After the recording, host Chuck Bolte asked our cast a few questions from the audience. Come on, let's listen in.
All right, Walker. What's your favorite thing about Adventures in Odyssey? What's your favorite thing about doing the recordings?
The fellowship, the camaraderie, the family feeling of it all. I've been doing it 14 years.
That's right.
And we are truly a family.
Yeah, it really is true, folks. Part of the story of Adventures in Odyssey relates to Hal Smith, who was the first Mr. Whitaker. Most of you know this, that Hal Smith passed away a number of years ago. There was a series of time when we sent Whit overseas. That was during when we're trying to find a replacement for Mr. Whitaker. And I'm going to ask Paul to tell how we ran into him and how you got involved with Adventures in Odyssey.
Do you want to take a dinner break first? Well, we were on a vacation trip in 1995 to Vail, Colorado, and we drove to Vail. And I got a message from a producer who said he wanted me to do some commercials for him. Well, I said, I can't do commercials. I'm on vacation. Find somebody else. And my good wife tapped me on the shoulder and said, look in the phone book. Maybe there's a recording studio in Vail. Well, there happened to be one across the street. Anyway, to make a longer story short, I did these commercials, forgot all about them, and someone on a Christian station had heard my voice, first thought it was Hal, but then realized Hal is not here anymore, and it was me. So they contacted Focus on the Family and said, we think we found somebody who could replace Hal. I don't think anybody can replace him, but somebody who could step in. And Chuck came up and interviewed me, and that's history.
There you have it. That's how I got involved. Now, this is a question a lot of people ask, and I think it's a fair question, and she cannot answer it. Does Connie have the same personality in real life? Walker, why don't you answer that first? keep it straight.
No, I really love her too much to answer that question.
I think that covers it. All right. Are your real voices the same as your character voices? Certainly the case of Chris it is.
Hi, this is Chris.
I think the big question is Aria. What a voice she's got. Now, Aria, is that your natural voice?
Yeah, it's my natural voice. I've had this voice forever, probably. I probably will have it forever. That's like, funny. Right.
She's scared since she met me.
Well, my natural voice was like that, but Ma said you'll never get nowhere using that, so I had to change it for Focus.
Now, this is to all of you from Brittany Little in Monument, Colorado. What is your favorite show? What's your favorite tape?
The Mortal Coil.
The Mortal Coil. Remember that one?
Like Back to Bethlehem.
Back to Bethlehem.
I can't remember the name. It's when Digger Digwillow went back in the Imagination Station and he went back and saw Jesus.
That was the very first one. It was called the Imagination Station.
Is that good?
Oh. Now, this is a good question. Let me ask this one of Townsend. Do you have to practice each show a lot? This is from Ruth from Hartville, Ohio. Ruth?
No, we don't practice at all. If I've got the question right, we show up at the studio, they hand us our script, and we start looking at it, and I go, okay, there's my line. I highlight all mine in yellow because I've got a rule that if it ain't yellow, it ain't red.
Hey, I get that.
Did you get that one? That was pretty good. That wasn't bad.
That Connie's quick.
So, yeah, anyway, no, we don't practice it a lot. We look at it, we rehearse it once, and then we generally go ahead and record it, and sometimes record it twice.
Well, like in The Mortal Coil, where I was talking to Whit, you don't want to rehearse it.
Yeah.
It comes from the heart. You're not reading. You are that person.
That's really true. So, all right, here's a fun request for Walker. Walker, I want you to keep this brief, but I want you to do this. This gentleman has requested that you do a conversation between Tom and Bart.
Well, see, In the first place, I don't even like to talk to Bart. What do you mean you don't like to talk to me? Well, you're always causing me trouble. Yeah? Well, listen, you just come over to the Electric Palace. The last time I come over there, you sold me light bulbs that didn't work. You could make Christmas tree ornaments, couldn't you?
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a question for Paul McCusker.
Woohoo!
Paul?
Where's Paul? Right,
Paul's back here.
I'm here.
Is Connie ever gonna get married?
It depends on what state she's living in. What are the laws about 16-year-olds getting married?
I'm 18.
And nobody wrote that line for him. He came up with it all by himself.
That was all by himself. He's such a writer. Here's a good one. This is from an Odyssey fan in Denver, Colorado. Have you ever been recognized in public by your voice?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what cracks me up is when people meet me even for Odyssey stuff and I'll talk and they'll go, you sound just like Connie.
That would make sense. Townsend.
I was in a checkout line of a supermarket once, and a lot of us tend to talk to ourselves.
And for good reason, I might add.
I found myself talking to myself, and I was just going, and the person behind me said, oh my goodness, that sounds like the 7-Up dot. And I said, well, will I do the 7-Up dot? Remember when he had little sunglasses?
Could I have a drum roll, please? Thank you. The last question of the day is right here. Share a favorite memory or funny moment that occurred in recording Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, I'll just say one of the best things is when Will Ryan, who plays Eugene, brings his ukulele to the studio. And when Hal was still alive, and as soon as they stopped the tape, Will would start playing, and Hal would start singing or making, you know, like bass noises with his mouth, and we'd all sing, and they'd be like, oh, great, you know, we're never going to get move on to the next scene. We'd
That's because we're paying the bills. Yeah.
We had a lot of fun answering those questions. Hey, do you have any questions about the show? Why don't you write and ask us? We always love hearing from you.